Welcome to Commercial Property Briefing. I'm Georgina. Today, the West Midlands. Here's the headline. The West Midlands is the deepest commercial property market in England outside London and the South East. Over 13,000 commercial-leaning transactions across the seven metropolitan boroughs in the rolling 5 years. Secondary auction yields clearing between roughly 8.5% and 12.25%, and a lender market that runs as broad as anywhere in the UK. Let me set the scene. The West Midlands metropolitan county is a polycentric conurbation of around 2.9 million people, anchored by Birmingham, the UK's second city, and orbited by six other metropolitan boroughs. Coventry to the east, Wolverhampton on the western edge, Dudley, Walsall, Sandwell and West Bromwich making up the heart of the Black Country, and Solihull to the south, with Birmingham International Airport, the National Exhibition Centre and the Jaguar Land Rover footprint. The transport assets are unusually concentrated. The M6, the M5, the M42, the M40 and the strategic A road network all converge here. The West Midlands sits at the geographic centre of UK road logistics. The warehouse of England is not a marketing line, it's a description of revealed demand. And on top of that, you have HS2 Phase 1 construction at Curzon Street, the largest live infrastructure project in the country, on a 12-year horizon that is reshaping the central Birmingham office and mixed-use core. The occupier base is genuinely diverse. Advanced manufacturing. Jaguar Land Rover at Solihull and Castle Bromwich. Aston Martin at Gaydon on the Warwickshire Fringe. BMW at Hams Hall, professional and financial services in the Birmingham Central Core. University-anchored research in Coventry and Birmingham. And one of the most active distribution and logistics clusters in the UK along the M6 and M42. Why should an investor care? Because that mix delivers genuine lender breadth, clearer entry pricing than London, and one of the largest pools of secondary income-producing stock anywhere in the UK. Let me give you the numbers. HM Land Registry, the government body that records every property transaction in England and Wales, recorded 13,049 commercial-leaning transactions across the West Midlands in the rolling 60 months to the first quarter of this year. That sits alongside 52,600 corporate-acquired residential transactions, the special-purpose vehicle and limited company subset that drives so much of the commercial mortgage flow in the Birmingham B postcode ring. Read together. Those are the two populations our lenders actually price. Activity is concentrated in the metropolitan core. Birmingham alone accounts for 5,723 transactions, 44% of the county total. Coventry adds 2,031. Wolverhampton, 1,373. Together, those three Tier 1 cities deliver around 70% of all county commercial-leaning activity. Now let's talk about where the action is. The top three towns for commercial activity. First, Birmingham. 5,700 transactions over 5 years. Median commercial transaction price around £200,000. The workhorse deal here is the sub-£300,000 secondary asset acquired by a special-purpose company. But sitting on top of that is a genuinely institutional market. Paradise, 2 Chamberlain Square, Smithfield, Eastside, the Digbeth Creative Quarter, and the wider Colmore office core, with HS2 Curzon Street as the structural 12-year demand driver underneath. 5 acuitous lots have surfaced in Birmingham over the rolling window. 2 ground rent lots in Northfield and Selly Oak. Neville House on Waterloo Street, a mixed-use lot, sold post-auction in March last year on around £73,500 rent. A May 2026 lot at Malcolm House, Moseley Road in B12, scheduled for the next sale. And the auction print I'd really hold on to. Unit 7 and 8 at Quartz Point Business Park on Stonebridge Road, the M42 corridor edge of the city. Sold at the October 2025 sale for £1,080,000 against around £133,000 passing rent. That's a net initial yield of 12.3% on a multi-let secondary office investment. 12.3%, that's the wide end of the West Midlands print band. And it tells you exactly how the auction market is currently pricing mid-cycle secondary office stock. Second, Coventry. The county's second city by population, around 370,000 people, with 2,031 commercial transactions and a median around £185,000. The economic base here is advanced engineering, motor industry and university research, strong structural and feeding a steady central regeneration pipeline. The single Coventry lot in our auction record is 471 to 475 Beak Avenue, retail with residential above on around £40,000 of rent, sold post-auction in March 2024. That's the parade retail and mixed-use stock that drives a large share of Coventry's secondary investment turnover. Third, Wolverhampton. 1,373 transactions, a median of around £160,000, and the natural commercial centre for the wider Western Black Country. 327 property type O freehold sales, that's the genuinely commercial freehold category, with 74 office keyword transactions and 30 industrial. The I-9 and I-10 interchange schemes anchor the regeneration story. Worth a quick word on Walsall too, because Walsall is unusually well represented in the auction record, and it gives us the cleanest read on town centre yields anywhere in the county. Five acuitous lots over the window. Number 56 Park Street, High Street Retail, sold November 2024. £236,000 against around £20,000 rent, an 8.64% net initial yield. Numbers 139 to 144 Lichfield Street sold across two December 2024 lots. The headline lot at £470,000 against £50,000 rent, a 10.64% yield, with an associated lot at £290,000. The Specsavers Covenant at 17 Park Street sold in May 2025 at £313,000 against £31,000 rent, 9.9%. And Seymour House on Shaw Street, an asset management lot with around £112,000 of passing rent, was listed at the September 2025 auction. And Solihull, 564 transactions, a median of £290,000, the clear pricing outlier in the county. That reflects the airport, the National Exhibition Centre, the Jaguar Land Rover catchment and a cleaner office stock profile. Sutton Coldfield is the strong suburban professional services market at 405 transactions. And the Tier 3 settlements, West Bromwich, Stourbridge, Wensbury, Hayeso, each carry distinct submarket identities, with Stourbridge interesting for the highest retail to total ratio in the county at 33 retail keyword sales over 5 years. So let's talk about the yield environment overall. 12 historical acuitous lots across the West Midlands give a useful direct read on secondary yield levels. 8 in Birmingham and Walsall, plus single lots in Coventry and Dudley. 5 sold with disclosed pricing and yields. The disclosed yield band runs from 8.64% at the tight end, Walsall High Street Retail, out to 12.3% on the Quartz Point Business Park multi-let office lot at the wider end. That 8.5% to 12.25% spread is the clearing range for secondary income producing stock in the county right now. Reading across the broader market, prime central Birmingham office and best-in-class M42 corridor logistics trade, materially keener than the auction record suggests, in the Big Nine private treaty market. But Dudley's Trident Shopping Centre, a lot carrying around £468,000 of rental income, was withdrawn post-auction in February 2024. That's a useful reminder that the bid for large comparison retail formats remains tight. Direction of travel through the back end of last year and the start of this year has been broadly stable rather than compressing. The secondary yield expansion of 2023 and 2024 looks substantially complete, which brings us to lender appetite. The West Midlands is the most competitive commercial mortgage market in the UK after London. High Street banks, Lloyds, NatWest, Barclays, HSBC, Santander, plus the dedicated regional teams at Handelsbanken, compete actively for prime stock and strong covenant tenancies in Birmingham, Solihull, Coventry and Wolverhampton, typically at 60 to 65% loan-to-value or LTV on institutional terms. Challenger banks, Aldermore, Shawbrook, Oak North, Alica, Hampshire Trust, Cambridge and Counties are very active across the £500,000 to £15 million mid-market. That's exactly the bracket that captures the bulk of the genuinely commercial freehold transactions across the county. Over 1,000 in Birmingham alone, and meaningful volumes in Wolverhampton, Coventry, Walsall, Dudley and Solihull. Specialist lenders, together LendInvest, Octane, Roma, Glenhawk, cover bridging, refurbishment and complex situations, and most of them maintain a meaningful Midlands origination bias. Development finance is genuinely available in the West Midlands in a way it is not in many other UK regions. The HS2 Transformation Zone, Paradise, Smithfield, Eastside, Digbeth, the Coventry City Centre Regeneration Scheme, the Wolverhampton Interchange Schemes, and the M42 Corridor Logistics build-out have all attracted senior debt and stretched senior packages from both clearing banks and specialist development lenders. What to be cautious about? Three things. First, secondary office stock outside the prime cores. The 12.3% quartz point yield is the auction market signal that mid-cycle pricing on multi-let secondary offices remains punishing on capital values, even where income is intact. Vacant grade B and C floor plates in the rings around Birmingham, Wolverhampton and Coventry may struggle to secure mainstream debt at any LTV without a clear repositioning plan. Second, retail away from food-anchored convenience positions. The Dudley Trident Shopping Centre withdrawal tells you the bid for large comparison retail formats is still tight. And third, ground conditions. The West Midlands post-industrial heritage carries genuine contamination and remediation diligence requirements, particularly across the Black Country boroughs of Sandwell, Walsall and Dudley, and through legacy industrial sites in Coventry and the Birmingham B postcode ring. That needs pricing into both deal economics and finance timetables. Outlook. The 12-month picture for West Midlands commercial property finance through to the second quarter of next year is one of cautious continuation rather than a step change. Transaction volumes are stabilising at the upper end of the post-2022 range. Prime regional yields are unlikely to compress materially without a clearer rate cycle pivot. And secondary yields, as evidenced by the 8.5% to 12.25% acuitous print band, have already absorbed most of the repricing. What to watch? Prime Central Birmingham office completions in the Big Nine cohort, where rent levels remain a key signal for regional pricing. The M6, M42 and M5 corridor logistics market, where structural demand remains the strongest in the country. The Coventry and Wolverhampton City Centre regeneration pipelines as central regeneration finance comes through to the income-producing stage. And the special-purpose vehicle-driven house in multiple occupation, or HMO, and buy-to-let market across the Birmingham B postcode ring and the wider Black Country, which has been the most consistent source of commercial mortgage demand through the cycle. The May 2026 Acuitas auction, which already includes the Birmingham lot at Malcolm House on Mosley Road and the Walsall Seymour House lot still listed, will be useful waypoints for rechecking the secondary yield narrative as the year progresses. And HS2 progress milestones will continue to set the tempo for development finance appetite in the Curzon Street Transformation Zone. If you're considering a commercial property deal in the West Midlands, get in touch with us at commercialmortgagesbroker.co.uk. I'm Georgina. This has been your Q2 2026 briefing.